Writer Dalia Sofer has published a first novel set in Tehran 2 years after the overthrow of the monarchy there. It's called The Septembers of Shiraz. Here's our reviewer, Alan Chews.
This is a smoothly told story in which suffering and humiliation are practically endless for Sofer's characters, among them gem dealer Isaac Amin and his family, wife Firnaz, and their children. In September of 1981, as Iran's religious government consolidates its power, Amin is arrested and flung into one of the state's worst prisons. Execution squads work through the night. His interrogator beats him down, puts out cigarettes on his chest, has him beaten until his feet are bloodied and raw. Admit you're a Zionist spy. Admit it, you bastard. Admit you're a spy. But the only spy here is Amin's daughter, who at 9 years old finds herself tortured by wary friends, a worried mother, and her absent father. When she herself steals state's evidence and hides it in the Amin family garden, the book draws an even tighter hold on the reader. There are other narrative threads introduced into the weave. Amin's older son trying to find his way in a difficult New York, and Amin's brother on the lam from the mullah's police, but still capable of extracting thousands of dollars from the troubled family. The human body, Dalia Sofer writes in one of the engrossing chapters about Isaac's imprisonment, needs a constant flow of nourishment, air, and love to survive. Unlike currency, which can be stored in bank accounts, these things cannot be accumulated. At any given moment, either you have them or you don't. The same seems true about talent, which this first novelist, Dalia Sofer, seems to have in abundance.
The book by Dalia Sofer is called The Septembers of Shiraz. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. He's the editor of Seeing Ourselves, Great Stories of America's Past. You're listening to All Things Considered.